Hello, hello, you are listening to 3CR Community Radio Station aquí en el 855 de su dial M in Spanish and also in the 855 AM in English. Hello, Marian, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
That's fine. More than having you, I'm happy that you are part of the show today so we can talk about human rights.
It's a very complicated thing. I think human rights, we hear the phrase human rights come out of the words of politicians and leaders of corporations and the world's most radical indigenous activists across the world. So, you know, like lots of words that have strong meaning like democracy or freedom or justice, it can be like, what the hell does this word mean, you know, when so many different people are using it. So it's interesting to think about, you know, some people have different perspectives on whether it means anything at all or whether to use it, but definitely across Latin America and across the Asia Pacific, indigenous peoples and peasants and women use the language of human rights to talk about the basic freedoms that all human beings should have, and particularly in the indigenous context, the rights to autonomy and to self-determination, what that means. So that language is used and does have meaning for people who are struggling against the oppression of states and corporations around the world.
The way we see the word human rights or rights probably is so different than the Western society. Yes, one of the reasons is because we are there fighting day by day, but also doesn't have the same meaning. It's not in our context, you know, to talk about human rights according to the United Nations or whatever international organization.
A piece of paper.
That's correct. Because in practice, we understand very clear what it means. You know, when we talk about fighting for our rights, that include autonomy, that include self-determination, that include everything that, you know, is part of our life. And, of course, all that doesn't fit in a piece of paper or in just the word human rights. But we understand that for a lot of organizations, human rights mean something, no matter if it's like what you were saying, you know, out of the microphone, is like the word democracy, is like the word justice. Really, they have a meaning. That meaning, you know, is really put in practice. No, we don't have justice. There is no democracy. So there is no human rights. Of course, there is a struggle to get, you know, all the indigenous people self-determination, but also workers. You know, also Afro, you know, communities or African communities. So is everyone around the world, you know, need at the moment the opportunity to live the way they want to live, not the way the capitalist system or the neoliberal system is trying to impose to all the society. So that's why human rights, yes, is very convenient for this system. And that's why we have a day, you know, from 365 days, we have one. And that one is today. And the idea of today is, you know, to use this opportunity to highlight all those injustices that they are happening every day. And we should talk about those injustices every day. And I think 3CR and some programs from 3CR, they do. They talk, discuss, bring information about what's happening. But we know that the mainstream media and other community radio stations don't do that. So, but let's continue. And what do you think if, before we start focusing our program today, because we want to talk about what?
Well, we were going to talk about like what human rights means from the perspectives of countries across Latin America and from here in so-called Australia and the Asia Pacific.
And before we do that, of course, we would like to play some music. And don't forget that this is Latin American Women's Program, but in English today, not in Spanish. We are normally on Thursday between 7 and 8 p.m., and it's in Spanish. But now we are doing the best to speak English. So don't go. You are listening to 3CR Community Radio in 855 a.m. And Marisol and
Marian.
Thank you. That was a very, very good song. Good song in the sense that probably many of you, dear listeners, you didn't understand what the song was saying, but this is a Mapuche song. Mapuche is a people of the land, indigenous people from Chile, from the south of Chile. And the song was in Spanish and also in Mapudungun. Mapudungun is the language that Mapuche people, we speak. I am one indigenous woman, Mapuche, who live here in Australia. And the song talk about our struggles, about our freedom. And this is a program where we talk about human rights. And we mentioned at the beginning the way we indigenous people express the rights, how we live our life without asking. We live in our land and we want to continue living there. And we are in the process to keep our land. And what it means that? It means that we need to many times confront the state, in this case, the Chilean state, you know, with all the politics or policies, that means policemen, militarization, and many, many other things. But we are going to talk a little bit more about what recently happened when a Mapuche leader, we said in Mapudungun, Huerquén, he was killed. His name, Camilo Catrillanca. He was working his land when this happened. But why, after so many Mapuche indigenous leaders had been killed, females and male, this last killing has moved the Chilean people and many people around the world to denounce what the Chilean government in this moment led by Sebastián Piñera, who is the president of Chile, who was who is a right-wing or from the right-wing, extreme right-wing party in Chile. But I'm going to let Marian to talk a little bit about what he's saying at the moment after the reaction of the people in regard of what happened in Mapuche land in Huelmapu with this Comando Jungla, who is a military commando, has been prepared in United States and also in Colombia to fight against the guerrilla movements or the drugs, you know, cartel. But Mapuche indigenous people, one, don't have drugs, and second, you know, there is no guerrilla movement. We are talking about indigenous people who are in the land, protecting the land. And what is the last news, Marian?
Yeah, well, just like you were saying, the, you know, about human rights, the perspective of human rights on paper, Sebastián Piñera thinks that he's all about human rights. He loves to talk about human rights. And recently, you know, in light of the huge uprising that's been happening all across Huelmapu, all across Chile, not just in response to Camilo's death, his assassination by the Chilean police, but also it seems like it's kind of lit a fire on, well, there was already a lot of fuel that was happening, over 500 years of fuel. But yeah, why it's happening, why this kind of extreme level of consciousness is happening, you know, more than maybe before. And Sebastián Piñera, you can tell that he is very scared at what's happening now, because he's responded recently saying that he's going to put Mapuche people in, recognize Mapuche people in the constitution of Chile, put Mapuche people in parliament, and that he's going and he's promised $8 billion of investment between 2018 and 2026 to, in quotes, improve the quality of life of the area's residents. So we have no idea what that means, whether that just means investment into industries that he's going to say, oh yeah, Mapuche's going to get jobs there, you know, and but actually no land rights and no autonomy and no self-determination.
Bueno, we of course, you know, I'm going to say this is in Spanish and English. No podemos esperar más de una persona que se crió como un fascista, que acostumbran a reprimir y a quitarle los derechos a todas las personas. Y en este caso, el pueblo mapuche y los indígenas nunca hemos sido vistos. Y es por eso que él habla de reconocer, porque ni siquiera existimos en este momento en la Constitución chilena. Why a right-wing president, you know, like Sebastián Piñera, is talking about, you know, putting some money into indigenous communities. Why he's talking about putting the Mapuche people legally into the Chilean constitution. Why, you know, why he's, you said scared, but I think why he's worried. Of course he's worried because the Chilean people and international companies have been for a long time, you know, trying to move into indigenous Mapuche land. And the Mapuche people has been fighting, has been protecting the land. And when we talk about fighting, Mapuche people don't have guns. You know, we're talking about fighting in the sense that they confront the Chilean police and they don't move from the land. And if the police come and displace them, they come back to the land. And they do it over and over. And no matter if the police put them in jail, you know, they can be 1 year in jail, they get released, they go back to the land. Because at the moment, the Chilean government, not just Sebastián Piñera, many of them, including democracies and socialist party who have been in power, they don't have no respect for indigenous people in general. Why? Why? Because they need our land. They want to invest in indigenous Mapuche land. They want mining companies there. They want forestry companies there. And they want hydroelectric companies. And that's the main problem. They talk about Mapuche people being terrorists. And that's why they use the anti-terrorist law to every Mapuche person who is defending the land. No matter if we are no guerrilla movement and we don't have guns, this law allows them to go into the communities. And because one person who is no indigenous said, oh, my horse is lost, immediately the police, Mapuche people, they are the one. They took it. So they go with these excuses, stupid excuses, into the communities with heavy arm, you know, police protected cars and helicopters, you know, to get the Mapuche leaders who supposed to be behind, you know, stealing this horse or whatever it was, what it was lost. And they put them in jail and they accuse them and put that as a terrorist action so they can keep leaders for after 12 months in jail without proof, without having any proof that really the crime was committed. There is a lot of Mapuche at the moment in jail facing 10, 15, 20 years jail for accusations who haven't been proved. They have been accused, but nothing to prove that it's true what they're saying. But because no one pay attention to what Mapuche people, they thought, oh, it's easy. This is an easy target. So he put a commando jungla, what I mentioned before, who is a anti-terrorist commando in Mapuche land, the militarization of the Mapuche land. And using, again, the same reason and excuse that the Mapuches, you know, are not letting the Chilean, you know, government or the country to move or be developed, you know, because that's the way they call it when they want your land. And I think I said this to a friend of mine. I said, I never heard there is a millionaire from United States who bought one of the islands in Chile. And I haven't heard none of the Chilean president, you know, saying, oh, we are going to move into that island, you know, and we are going to put pine plantations or eucalyptus plantation. No, because it's a white man.
Exactly.
But if it's indigenous people living in an island or in the land, they think they can do it. No matter if many indigenous people, they have the title, you know, or property, you know, legally the land belongs to them. But that's not good enough. And I think that's what's happening in Chile. Chilean people know what's going on. You know, no matter if the media lies all the time. But I think it's all the young Mapuches who live all around the country because the displacement has been during these 500 years or the last, 100 years. It has been a big displacement of indigenous communities. And the children of those Mapuche, you know, they identify themselves more strong than their parents.
Mm.
They feel proud to be Mapuche. And many of them, they grow up into the Chilean system. And they are learning. They are teaching themselves Mapudungun. But with Sebastián Piñera, he represents the capitalist system, the neoliberal system, and repression and killing is something natural and normal for this kind of government.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we talk about killing, it's not just going into the community and kill people with bullets. When you displace communities out of the land, you are killing them. You know, Mapuche means people of the land. Without land, we die. We're dying. When they are polluting the rivers, they're killing us. When they cut our trees, they're killing us. So, but there is an action. There is on the 14th of December, there is a national call for all the people to put Mapuche's flag in their houses, in their car, you know, in solidarity with the Mapuche people. And on that's at 6:30 p.m. during the afternoon. And at 9 p.m. during the night is what we call cacerolazo. So people go at 9 p.m. and with pots, you know, you just go out of your house and start, you know,
banging them together
to make a noise. And that's the idea. We'll see if there is a cacerolazo. But what else you can say, Marian?
Yeah, I mean, just like this is, it's an example of what you were discussing before, how extremely different that, like when, you know, Piñera is talking about recognition for Mapuches on the constitution and all this stuff, you know, for him, his definition of the way that he's talking about human rights is just fake pieces of paper and meaningless words to cover a system that remains the same, a system of domination, of exploitation, of genocide, of warfare, of extreme injustice and inequality. The system remains the same, but you say, oh, yeah, like you put the language and pretty images of human rights on top of it in words, you know, but the Mapuche people are, their idea and their perspective of human rights is a reality. It's something that is a day-to-day struggle, that it's not based in a state, it's not based in a government, it's not asking for anyone to give you rights. It's demanding and asserting your rights by being in your land, asserting your right to autonomy by living autonomously, by organizing your own community. You know, like it's not waiting or begging for anything.
Exactly. And what he's proposing is a new way to assimilate the Mapuche people. But as I mentioned before, the Mapuche people, you know, many of them have been educated inside the Chilean system. So we know the way the Chilean people think.
Mm.
It's very hard for Chilean people now to do what they did to my ancestors, going into our land, giving them some wine, you know, making them drunk. And when they were drunk, you know, put the finger into some ink and after, you know, into a piece of paper who was stating that that Mapuche sold his land to these white latifundistas, you know. So that happened in the past. Now, you know, thanks to the Chilean education system, Mapuche people has the double education. So we know how they think, but we are Mapuche. We're still indigenous people. And every day we are more proud to be indigenous. And now we managed to unite with the other half of our people who was divided when they divide Chile, you know, that what they call Chile, we call Walmapu, into Argentina and Chile. So our brothers and sisters who end up in the other part of the frontier, you know, for a few years, I think that we were apart, but slow we found again the way to unite our people. And Mapuches who live in Argentina and in Chile, we are one.
Mm.
We are brothers and sisters, and we protect each other and we defend each other. And I would like to thank you, all those Mapuche in Argentina who went to the streets to support my people, to support our people in this last, you know, killing. We are not happy because the justice system normally don't punish those who commit these crimes, especially if they are from the police. And we know that they always pretend, oh, yeah, we are going to start a process 6 months after they get released. but they don't go to the area where the killing happened. They go to another, you know, estate, but they continue in the police force. That's the routine, you know. They pretend that these people get punished, but at the end, people forget.
Like what happens here.
Yeah, same thing.
You
that's
know,
what I'm saying.
The best way to get promoted in the police force is to kill an Aboriginal person here, you know. Like if you look at the history of all the black deaths in custody, there's never been a police that's been taken to court or put into jail as a result. There's always been a benefit to their career, you know, a promotion to their career. Shows how tough they are, shows how good they are at their job. You know, I mean, the context is different, but there are a lot of similarities between the state repression.
Yes, and we are talking, this is a Human Rights Day. This is a special program. I don't like to say the word human right, but this is a Human Rights Day program. We know what we mean, you know, that when we mention the war. I will say, you know, today is a day that we could talk about these topics openly. But what do you think, now that you move into to discuss what's happening here in Australia with our brothers and sisters, in this case from Nam, Melbourne, but also in other parts of Australia. And we are going to another song this time. Before we were listening Kolelo. Kolelo is a very important Mapuche musician. And now we are going to listen Archie. Why? Who don't like Archie? We love it. So don't go. 3CR, Community Radio Station, 855 AM, Mujeres Latinoamericanas. No se vaya.
Oh, when somebody does you wrong, what do you do?
We were just listening to a song by Archie Roach, and you're listening to 3CR, 855 AM, community radio, and you're listening to the Latin American Women's Program, Mujeres Latinoamericanas, with you presented by Marisol Salinas. And we're here presenting on Human Rights Day, so-called Human Rights Day. Lots of many perspectives on human rights, and we were just talking about state repression in Chile against the indigenous Mapuche people. And we were talking about similarities here on the land that we're on here, we're on stolen land. We're on the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We're in Nam, which is the Wurundjeri word for Melbourne. This is where we are. This is the reality that we're living in. And we were talking about the similarities in terms of what the consequences are for police and state officials when they kill or injure or persecute indigenous peoples. In Chile and Argentina, there's never been a case of any police or state official or, you know, rogue foreign landowner who's assaulted or killed a Mapuche person ever coming to justice or ever being held accountable for their actions. And in quite the opposite, you know, especially with police, you know, in the south, in Chile, where it's militarized, police get paid twice as much, you know, if not more, because they're working, you know, they're preferenced and they benefit from working in a militarized zone. And, you know, here in Australia, in so-called Australia, you know, there's never been any police held or prison guard held accountable for deaths and murders that have happened in custody. You know, if we look at examples, you know, from Cameron Doomadgee, you know, to Miss Jew, there has never been a person responsible held to account or made to even admit their guilt for their actions, let alone pay any kind of consequences. And so we're looking at a similar practice that's happening across the world in terms of the relationship between the state, between the police, between the prison system, and between Indigenous peoples, particularly if they're fighting and resisting.
And not just that, don't forget that here in Australia, during a previous government, when John Howard was in power, he stopped the human rights chapter as a way to invade again and militarize the Northern Territory, all the Aborigines communities there. And with that process, you know, there were accusations, very ugly accusations of, you know, pedophilia, drug and alcohol, domestic violence. I'm not saying that probably domestic violence or alcohol or drugs are not a problem, but not just for Aborigines communities. It's a problem in Australia in general. And I will say that more for non-Indigenous are the ones who, you know, working in a housing sector where there is a lot of homeless people coming. I will tell you that in 10 years that I've been working there, probably I've seen 6 or 7 Aborigines. So most of the people who use the system, they are, you know, white people. So they are not Indigenous. So with the Northern Territory intervention, they took the autonomy from all those communities who were in charge of the administration, you know, of the shops or businesses, small business that they were in every community. And what they did, they put non-Indigenous people again, you know, in charge, leaving very clear that Indigenous people don't have the capacity to administer their own business. So it's a very sad story, you know, what's happening and what's still happening here in Australia, where the intervention and the basic car, you know, that the Centrelink payment get divided into 50% go into this basic car and the other 50% in cash. The 50% basic car follow Indigenous from the Northern Territory, wherever they go inside Australia. This Centrelink punishment or condition will be in place. But all those people that I've been working with during all these 10 years, none of them has a basic car or their payment cut into half because they are not Indigenous, because they are not Aborigines. So that's so unfair, but that's the system we are, This is a capitalist system who, instead of putting out the possibilities for people to, you know, have the right to house, have the right for food, have the right, you know, freedom, education, you know, health. I feel, as a Mapuche Indigenous people, sad sometimes that I have more rights here in Australia than my brothers and sisters Aborigines. Why? Because I'm an Indigenous, but not from here, you know? So it's very sad. And, of course, a lot of things can be done, but it's something that need to come from our brothers and sisters here to organize themselves and to, you know, decide what to do, how they can get their autonomy and self-determination back, because it's possible, and it's hard and difficult, and a lot of people can die during the process, but it's something that is possible that we Indigenous people in other part of the world, we are, you know, we have been for a long time in that process. So
maybe you could talk about the recently Christy Lee, one of the members of the Warriors Aboriginal Resistance, came down from Meanjin, from Brisbane, to a conference, and you were both in a panel talking about the upcoming exchange that's happening in 2020 that just relates and just...
All right. Yeah, I think it's very important. The exchange is between Mapuche and Aborigines, but also other Indigenous communities in Latin America and the Asia Pacific. And we had the first stage that was in 2017, where some local Indigenous from here and from Latin America, they went to Mapuche Indigenous land. And the idea of the exchange is that, you know, to share views and ideas and the way we are living, the way Indigenous people are today, you know, fighting, not for surviving, because that's what we have been for many years, surviving. We want to live. We want to live in peace in our land and decide what to do. And the idea is to have the second part of this exchange here in Australia in 2020, as Marian mentioned. And, of course, local Indigenous here who are part of this exchange will decide what other Indigenous representatives from their communities will be invited to come. And I hope that will be open for anyone who is Indigenous here in Australia. But also we are going to make sure that the Indigenous pro-Latin America from Aotearoa and other part of the world will come and be part of this exchange. You know, we are going to another song because it's very important. Music, music. No olviden que ustedes están escuchando el programa Mujeres Latinoamericanas aquí en el 855 de su dial AM. Don't forget that you are listening to 3CR Community Radio Station in 855 AM. And this is the Latin American Women's Program. And I'm Marisol and Marian here. And this is a nice, beautiful song we are playing. Don't leave. Continue listening to 3CR. You were listening a beautiful song from Archie Roach, and you know the name of the
Mau Power, young
rapper. How we are not going to feel proud of all these indigenous who have that ability to write such a beautiful songs, who talk about, you know, not necessarily beautiful stories, because as we mentioned before, our rights as people has been since the discovery or colonization, you know, has been with blood. The blood of our ancestors is everywhere around the world. And in meantime, those one who came and invade, they took not just our resource, natural resources, because they didn't have in the Western Europe, they didn't have many resources of food when they came to Latin America. Here in Australia, of course, they came to kill, destroy, to steal whatever they found, whatever it was useful for them. And that's a reality. And today it's happening in a different way. Today we have multinational corporations doing that job. They're the one destroying and taking all our natural resources. They're the one paying paramilitaries, private police, for them to do the killing. Is now is not the church, you know, because in Latin America we had the Spanish and the Portuguese, but they came with the church, you know, and the church was the one saying that we indigenous, we were the devil because we didn't believe in the God they had. So I'm from there that justify the killing, that justify they treat my people and how they try to kill all of us. So in a day like today, of course, we want to highlight that we indigenous people are strong and we will continue resisting and fighting. I know that every day that sentiment grows instead of, you know, the way they expect to go down, it grows, and that's so good. Marian, we want to say some greetings, yeah, to all those peoples resisting.
Saludos, solidarios.
That's correct. All right, Marian, you are the first one.
We want to send saludos, we want to send solidarity greetings to the Lenca people, to the indigenous people, all the indigenous peoples of Honduras, especially, you know, all organized with COPING, the Council of Popular and Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, who are fighting and resisting against the invasion and plunder of multinationals in Honduras. Our solidarity with COPING, Viva COPING, Berta no murió. Viva Berta. Viva Berta Cáceres. Viva all indigenous women, all indigenous fighters who have been killed by state, by multinational companies. Our solidarity with COPING, and the struggle continues.
And of course, our solidarity and with all the indigenous. I'm going to start from Ecuador, you know, from the Agua, from the Chihuahua, Los Siona, Los Andoa, and we have the, you know, the Sequoia, all the different indigenous communities who are fighting. And we have from Colombia, you know, the Wayuu people who are resisting and resisting, fighting against multinational corporations, and that include mining. There is a big, cierto, one of the biggest coal mines in Cerrejón in Colombia, and that's where the, not just the Wayuu, but that was the biggest indigenous communities, people there, that they were displaced. Indigenous from Peru, the indigenous from Bolivia, our greetings and solidarity, because they are fighting for their land and also my brothers and sisters, you know, Tuhoe from Maori land, and just also the Maori people, or but mainly I would like to say my greetings and my hello and solidarity to the Tuhoe people who also are fighting for their autonomy and self-determination. And this is in Aotearoa. And, yeah, we have, of course, more greetings coming. But before, this is a beautiful song from the Mapuche people, 3CR Community Radio Station, of course. And we are here listening.
Hi, and welcome back. You're on 3CR Community Radio. You're listening to the Latin American Women's Program here with Maricela Salinas and myself, guest Marion. And we're talking about so-called Human Rights Day. We've been talking about human rights, what is human rights, critiques of human rights across Latin America, so-called Australia, Asia-Pacific and beyond. And we're sending out solidarity greetings, saludos, to the resistance of indigenous peoples, of campesinos, of women for autonomy and self-determination and in defense of the land across the world. And we're sending our message to the Zapatista people, the Zapatista communities across Chiapas and the south of Mexico, who, you know, since the early 90s, when they cried out, enough is enough, have been creating an autonomous society for indigenous people in the south of Mexico. And we honor them and we express our solidarity with their fight for autonomy and self-determination and for a new world that's built in the shell of the old.
And now we are going to read a poem from, this is an indigenous Mapuche, Matias Catrileo, who also was killed by the Chilean government in Chile. And now I'm going to read a poem. It's in Spanish. This is a poem from Matias Catrileo. He's a young warrior who was killed also by the Chilean state. And this is the poem. ¿Cuándo dejó de resonar en las montañas el eco omnipresente de la sabiduría? ¿Cuándo fue que el hombre dejó de sentir el abrazo del viento sobre la piel de su espalda? ¿Cuándo fue la última vez que te presentaste ante el mundo con tu rostro de piedra, le cantaste a los espíritus, dejaste que el agua corriera por tus grietas y con las gotas que caían de los puntos de tus dedos rasgaste las tierras que ahora lloran sumergidas bajo el miedo? Ay de esos tiempos en que seguiríamos siendo hermanos. Abriríamos nuestros ojos para saludar a la montaña. Mary, Mary, Kumpuche, diríamos, y seguiríamos siendo tierra y cielo ante la mirada de la naturaleza. So that's a beautiful poem. It's a beautiful poem. Very important for the Mapuche indigenous people, in this case from Chile. You know, what is important is how strong is the Mapuche indigenous ideals and view that we are prepared to give our life, to save our land, to keep nature the way it is, because we love nature. As many of you probably will see in some videos where Mapuche indigenous people leaders speak, they talk about the way we relate to the land and how important is the land for indigenous peoples in general, not just the Mapuche people. And unfortunately, our program for today is finishing soon. We had just 1 hour, that it was a lot, but never enough to talk about what's really happening. And we would like to say happy day to all of you who are listening to 3CR Community Radio. And we hope that days like today will be tomorrow and the day after and the day after. And of course, I would like to thank, you know, Marion, who has been always supporting indigenous communities in general, the Mapuche people, Aborigines and many other indigenous communities, and also other struggles, you know, like refugees. A lot of refugees who come to Australia, they are indigenous. We have at the moment a lot of Africans coming into Australia, and they are indigenous. They're indigenous people who has been displaced from the land. And if there is a war or a conflict at the moment, is the responsibility of white people who has been invading them. You know, we have UK, we have France. Part of the invasion, they create conflict between the indigenous people, between tribes. And it's a terrible situation what's happening there. That's why you see a lot of brothers and sisters, Africans, coming here. But we have to remember the reason why they are here, and that they are like us, like many of us. There is no different. And if you hear something different coming from the government, you know that they are wrong, yeah? So our greetings also to all those Africans and refugees in general who are coming to Australia, running away from situations who, sorry, you know, I want to repeat myself, but situations who have been created by countries like Australia and many others. So they are responsible for what's happening, and that's why they need to open the doors for more people to come here. So the last message.
No, it's an honor to be on the show. We just wanted to, yeah, to express our solidarity and to thank everyone for listening, and hope that we're cross-pollinating with people who are listening and resistance that's going on here, and that people are breathing the oxygen of resistance, working to create a new world in the shell of this old one.
Yes, and we are going to say goodbye with the last song. We had today in the program Archie Roach, and with the song Get Back to the Land, and also we had Bolelo with Identidad Mapuche, so Mapuche Identity. And we had Freedom with Archie Roach and
Mau Power.
And we had some music in Mapudungun, that is a Mapuche language again. We had Wechekeche, Nyi Traun. And now we are going to listen you to Yindi. And this is the song that will close the show today. Thank you so much, Marian. I'm going to say that in Spanish. Gracias por escuchar la radio 13R en el 855 de su dial AM. Y este es el programa Mujeres Latinoamericanas, en un programa especial de los derechos humanos. 855 AM 3CR. Today is a special program about the people's rights to live in freedom, autonomy, and self-determination. Bye.
I heard it on the radio, and I saw it on the television. Back in 1988, all those talking politicians were sidesy, were sidesy, much deeper than a priceless land. But promises can disappear just on writing in the sand. Freedy, yeah, freedy now.